they can't have it both ways. They can't keep their cards close to their chest as to what it is they're intending to reveal, and then on the other hand deny us the right to pre-legislative scrutiny on a scheme that, in the words of the housing minister himself, it's the biggest in the land and of its kind the biggest in the world. How could we not ensure that we have got proper scrutiny? And what we get hearing all the time is the need time, you know, for time to be respected and get this over the line as quick as possible. This was meant to be happening back in January, and now we're at the end of May. 31st of May was talked about being the cabinet meeting, and now he's pushed another Tuesday as well. So any delays are definitely not on the back of any action of the homeowners and their representation. It's purely down to their inability to make things happen. And why should we sacrifice the opportunity to ensure best possible quality scheme just because they seem to be unable on an ongoing basis to meet their own deadlines?
And that very much being echoed in social media comments by members of your group and others affected by MICA and others commenting on social media, because when the Taoiseach has on a number of occasions in the Dáil said, if we adopt a pre-legislative scrutiny programme, then it will delay this even further. People saying, great to see Micheál Martin worried about delays. Now he didn't seem all that worried 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago.
Exactly. And, you know, even in more recent times, we know, like, this is a 10-year campaign. We know that they already went with a so-called 90-10 scheme. That was January 2020. It took to June before they had it up and running. So, you know, that's the reality. There's built-in inherent delays and all this stuff. But over that 4 or 5 months that we thought nothing was happening, in behind closed doors, the department were working in earnest to make that 90-10 into a 60-40 scheme. We have not had... you know, if we hadn't had that experience, we may have been looking at this very differently. But the reality is right now, patterns haven't changed. We're still seeing reluctance to reveal really what it is they're intending to provide to us. We're getting some indications, but we've got nothing concrete. And it has to get to the point where we're saying, you know, you can't have it both ways. And we need to ensure that the full rigors of scrutiny are applied to this very, very expensive scheme. And, you know, There are the need for experts to be brought in here as well is something that we can't bypass. And, you know, they're still debating whether they need to include the likes of pyrotite and other deleterious materials when every day we're seeing growing more, you know, evidence on an ongoing basis, growing day by day, that says, you know, the elephant in the room is pyrotite and other deleterious materials. And yet we have an IS 465 that refuses to accept that, and a department is prepared to stand by IS 465, shortfalls and all. This needs scrutinised.